it was great to get a start once the restrictions were lifted. Girls were itching to get going, and it's been a mixed bag, a couple of great results and a couple of troubled results, but we're delighted to be in the semi-final this weekend against Donegal. And it's great that, you know, the club is flying, because the under-17s, they've qualified for the semi-final as well at their tournament. The women are in the FAI Cup final, and with the under-14 boys also flying in the Cup final. So, yeah, it's great times in the club, progressing well, and hopefully we can build on it next year again.
That's what we're hoping for anyway. And when we were last speaking there, we were talking about how the 19 systems was brought in, because it was kind of a big jump between 17s and then going into the seniors. That can be quite tough for players as well. And, you know, we are still seeing that some players can make that jump up. The likes of Ellen Molloy is a great example there. But for most players, it can be pretty difficult. So on the ground, are you finding the players are more comfortable playing at this 19s level where they are with people their own age?
I believe so. I believe it's a great level for players that would have struggled to get into the first team elsewhere with different clubs as well. That it gives them a great opportunity to play at this level and progress their own game, competing at a high level, high standard. It's great for girls football and the future of girls football to have something like this going on, because it is a massive jump and the intensity is massive at the Women's National League. So, yeah, we're just, as you've explained yourself, we're trying to bridge that gap, keep everything as highly as competitive as possible. And it's great as well, like going into the international setup, that you have these games under your belt as well for the under-19 squad and the under-17 squads. This week especially, like the under-17s only had to come on back from Norway and having a great tournament, you know. So having Wexford players as well involved at all ages, it's brilliant, you know. So, yeah, it's looking good. From the first day I went in, early up in Carlow in the cold February night, just watching the women's first team, I couldn't believe the intensity and the different level. And we were welcomed. The under-19 staff have been welcomed by Tom, who was involved at the time, Stephen. Kylie Murphy is immense with the kids and the underage setup. The work she does, you know, in encouraging kids, it's unbelievable, you know. And the likes of her, Kira Rossiter, even welcoming in Ellen Molloy, and the environment that's there from pre-season, whether it's new kids coming in and having to do dance, a song, something, just to break into the team and break the barrier that might be there. Coming in as a stranger, you're welcomed in straight away, and it doesn't matter whether it's at a women's level, 19, 17, it's just a great environment to be in.
And there is a great link between yourselves and the seniors and the 17s as well. I know Molly Gartland was playing for the 17s and then yourselves. And then you look at, you know, Fiona Ryan and Kira Bates-Crosby are coming on for the senior team as well. So this is how it's supposed to work. That's what these teams are here for, to feed off each other and to improve the standards on all the teams then.
Exactly. That's it. There's others. Molly Gartland came in. She scored Saturday, a first goal Saturday and a first goal Sunday. Kate McDonald had been playing for me, and there's others that have been playing for me as well. Danielle Griffin, from the under-17s up. Emma Walker got injured out in Bohemian. She's broken into the women's squad as well. So, yeah, Freda Monge, Katie Law. The youth that's there and the talent that's there is exceptional. And for us to be able to harness that talent and bring it into the ladies' setup is immense. You know, it's great asset to have for a club like ours, to have the talent that we have available at our doorstep.
And the results you mentioned there, it has been kind of a mixed year, and I suppose, you know, you'd rather be in the elite phase of the competition, but you are where you are now. And I guess really the first phase saw you guys start a little bit slowly back in June. Obviously you were a new coach and this was kind of a new team and it was a new kind of setup. So when you see the progress that's been made since those couple of losses at the start, do you think that was just a bedding in period and it was always going to happen? Or, you know, I know there was a couple of injuries and stuff like that. What do you put that slow start down to?
There was a couple of factors. As you said, we had a number of injuries going down to Galway. We took the lead, we went 1-0 up and let them into the game. And at that stage, when they got back to level pegging early on, it was a hot summer's day. It was, you know, hitting the 30s. We lost two players in the first half alone. And you're sort of looking at your bench. When Galway had a massive bench with strength and depth. And although we had numbers there, we lost to their experienced players down there, and the heat as well was and the massive travelling that we had done, like leaving at 7 o'clock in the morning to get down there for the game. I think if that fixture had been down in Wexford, we'd have won that game. Then we went in, we lost to Athlone with a bad first half. First 20 minutes of the second half was where we lost that game. We were in it, and there was some dubious decisions, but I won't argue about decisions. You know, football is what it is on the day, and I don't think we were good enough on the day to be that long. We drew against Yeld and lost to DLR in the Cup. we had about 20 minutes in that one. But we got back into that in the second half. Could have nicked it, but were caught on the break and we lost 3-1 in that one. That's it. Like, we had a massive win down at Cork, and then we beat Cork again in the return in the cup game. Girls were absolutely magnificent in both occasions, and they have. We changed tactics midway through the season, and it suited. We've got a couple of different formations. The girls have adapted well, are playing very well. The last 2 weeks, like 13 goals in 2 games, and you know, they're really playing good football now, and they're starting to settle. I'm just more worried about the rain that's coming in. I'm hoping that we have a good surface on the weekend, but I'm sure the pitches down in Freddie Carrick will hold up well enough to, you know, allow a good game of football playing.
As you mentioned, you come into this game on the back of that 6-1 win over Shelburne, and we know the battles that we've had with Shells over the last little while. So a win like that must give you a real confidence boost when everything, you know, almost goes right.
It was a great game to be on the sideline with. You know, when everything clicks like that, you know, you're probably the best in the world, and, you know, when it goes wrong, it's obviously my fault or whatever. We'll hold our hand up and say, yeah, I'll take the rap for that. But the girls from the minute got stuck in. I think we scored in the first 3 minutes and got a second one after about 12 minutes. We never let them off the foot, never let them settle. Really enjoyed the game, and the girls enjoyed the football because you were playing great football, and the comments that were said after the game, you know, really great football, great to watch. To me, that's what it's about. If the people are enjoying the football coming to watch, it's even better for me because, you know, it's a good reflection on the girls and the way they're playing. So it is the girls at the end of the day. We can only ask them to go out and coach them to a certain aspect. It's up to them to do it on the pitch. And to be fair, like with Alan and Megan in behind me, they've done the job and put things in place where it's just come to fruition now. And hopefully this week it'll be another week, and this isn't our last week. We'd love to have another crack at the final the week after. But then again, so did Donegal. So we'll just take it one game at a time and see where we go.
That's it. It's Donegal who are standing in your way on Sunday there. What are they like? Where are they strong in the field?
Well, there's a couple of internationals up top. Decent midfielder to play from the back. We'll just see if we can strangle them. And I don't want to give away too much, but we'll give it a go and see what happens. Hopefully I'm talking to you next week for the build-up to a final.
That's what we're hoping. We'll keep the fingers crossed. But getting the home advantage, obviously, then, with that 6-1 win over Shelburne, that must give you, you know, even more confidence going in, because it is a major game, and to have your own fans around you then, not having to travel away to the likes of a Galway or all the way up to Donegal, like, you know, that must make such a difference.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for Donegal. Like, we've travelled up to Galway, and we know what it's like to be on the road early. It is a massive factor in the likes of these games. We went into the dressing room knowing that we really had to win and win well to put ourselves in the driving seat. Both were playing Bray Wanderers at home up in Dublin, and two of us were level on points. We had a better goal difference by 4. So we knew that we needed to keep the pressure on Bowles, and lucky enough we came out, you know, scoring 6 Bowles and 1-4-0, and left ourselves with the home game. And the support is massive. It's grown down there. The parents, grandparents, siblings, and the club, you know, the support that we've had is grown, and it's great. It's great down there, great atmosphere in Freddie Carrick. Just hopefully, you know, we've a big crowd this weekend, and hopefully we can do them justice, you know.